Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Fuel for the fire.
For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Resonate well with their experience, like instruments that are jarring out. concerns shared by the Sun Belt, gypsies, tramps, thieves, and truckers. A pretty little story wouldn't have the first folks to hear the news, these shepherds. They were rough people you didn't associate with. At least nice people did. Religious people did. Shepherds were social outsiders, to put it lightly. And something we don't think much about was shepherd guys didn't scare easy. Remember, they fought off predators that would attack the lambs and sheep. They'd get right between a wolf and a lamb with nothing but a big pointy stick. They were pretty tough guys. Yet the angels appeared to them and they were terrified. Notice too that the angels appeared to those good for nothing shepherds. Not to the religious leadership, not to religious people, not even to Mary and Joseph in the stable, but out there in the field where the shepherds work. And next, there's the whole matter of Mary's being pregnant before she's married. Usually they say that's not the sort of girl you make a pretty little story about. And if that wasn't enough, the whole story is about people in an occupied nation who, quite frankly, often caused more trouble for the Roman overlords than their importance would warrant. And the most shocking piece of all is this child was the Son of God. One little baby at a time when infant and child mortality was extremely high. One little baby from an insignificant family in an insignificant place. Not a king, not a military leader. One little baby Jesus. An infant will grow up to be a good man. In fact, a miracle worker. But fated to die, executed from his mother and hand by those who feared the power of him and his father. But he goes willingly to this painful and necessary death. And after that is glorified by God by being raised from the dead. One little baby Jesus, who is yet Emmanuel, God with us. The shocking claim of Christianity is that the creator of the universe, God, became one of us. Really one of us. Some folks early in the history of Christianity tried to say, well, yes, Jesus was God, but only seemed human. Others said, well, yes, Jesus was God's sort of. They're not quite the same. Not quite the same as God, the creator of the universe. Something a bit less. Heresy's a problem. The mainstream of Christian belief, and really quite early on, is that Jesus was fully human and fully divine. Both at the same time. So God knows what it's like to be human from the inside. Been there, done that, have a t-shirt. I'm about to be hanging a wrist, don't you think? One little baby. Now, who's this God who takes such an honest risk? And has his messengers, the angels? Announce it to all the wrong people by shepherds, telling them, I'm bringing you good news, a great joy for all people. To you is born this day, Savior. This will be a sign for you, for shepherds. This is God who takes these risks and announces them, personalizes the message for all the wrong kind of people. Well, this God's one who never ceases trying to get through to people. God's one who sends messengers, really impressive, scary messengers, angels, out in the fields. To be sure those folks out there who probably wouldn't get the invitation are told in no uncertain terms that they're welcome, and beyond welcome, they're deeply beloved of God. This God's one who took the scandalous, really shocking, the scandalous risk to reach out to beloved humanity. By means that made sense. showing us what and who God is through his son Jesus. Jesus' birth, the incarnation, becoming human of God, was a woman's camp. Having shepherds hear it first and bring the message to everyone else was just the opening act. Throughout his ministry, Jesus made himself present to those who didn't quite belong to religious or conventional family. For those who really didn't belong, he ate with other folks that shared problems and hang out too, sinners and tax collectors. He had conversations of substance with women, with Roman soldiers, you know, the oppressors, with Samaritans, you know, those who followed the wrong religion.
Let us affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
Through him all things.
honor, and glory. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, especially those who are listed in our bulletin this evening. Grant that we can serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. We especially pray for our presiding bishop Michael, our bishop Skip, and our priest Kathy. Lord, in your mercy. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their trouble, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. We commend to your mercy all who have died, remembering especially those who are listed in our bulletin this evening, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are a gracious lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate of the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me."
Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven.